Zok de elga mishne vayte mesech des ahal is perik tes mishne beis. Same case, we have a kaveres, a beehive that's laying in a doorway. The opening is to the outside. The rest of the kaveres is on the inside. Raklapanam, the part of the kaveres that's closed is on the inside. But there are also two holes over there, which a kaveres has for bees to go in and out, and they're closed with straw. What's changing in this Mishnah is, in the previous Mishnah, the kaveres was laying flat on the ground, or at least less than a tefach off the ground. In this Mishnah, it was high a tefach. Because it was high a tefach, the area underneath becomes a oil. So unlike in the previous Mishnah, where it was less than a tefach off the ground, so the tumah went straight up and straight down, here, the tumah spreads throughout the entire kaveres. Let's see our Mishnah. If the kaveres was off the ground by a tefach, then if the kazayas tumah is anywhere underneath the beehive, that's case one. Second case, oy bebayis, or the tumah is in the house. Third case, oy al gaba, or the tumah is on top of the beehive. In all these three cases, whether the tumah is underneath the beehive on the outside part, oy bebayis, or it's in the house, that's the second case. Or the third case, it's on the outside part, but on top of the kaveres, oy al gaba. Zakta Mishnah, hakol tameh, every keli of here is going to be tameh, ella, besides for, only, toicha, what's inside the kaveres. B'toicha, and if the tumah is inside the kaveres, then hakol tameh, everything is tameh without any except. There are no exceptions. Let's go back here and try to understand this. Case number one, the tumah is underneath. But because it's high tefach, the tumah spreads throughout the entire kaveres. It's not going to save any keli on top. A keli cannot be mafsik tumah. If there's tumah in the house, everything is tameh, because the keli spread throughout the kaveres, including the part that's in the back. Case number two, if the tumah is in the house, everything is also tameh. Besides, so what's inside? If the tumah is in the house itself is its own oil. It brings tumah to every area, including the part that's underneath the kaveres on the inside of the house. Once that happens, I have tum along the entire underneath of the kaveres, and the kaveres cannot protect what's on top of it. A keli is not mafsik for tum. Case number three, if the tum is on top of the kaveres, again, because it's raised the tefach off the ground, the tum spreads throughout the entire kaveres. And mamela, everything underneath is going to become tummy, including any keli in the house. But at least in this case, where the tum is underneath or on top, or in the house, at least what's inside the kaveres is spared, because the keli could protect what's inside it. But if the tumah is in the kaveres, then everything is tummy. What happened in the previous Mishnah when the tumah was inside the kaveres? So we also said everything is tummy. So this case, Taka, there's no difference in the previous Mishnah and the other Mishnah. But in every other case, besides where the tumah is in the kaveres, there's a big difference. And again, I'll do a chazara. If you want, you go on to the next Mishnah. But I want to compare last Mishnah to this Mishnah. In the last Mishnah, it was not high a tefach, and this Mishnah, it is high a tefach. If the tumah is underneath, in the last Mishnah, the tumah will only be matam anything that's in a straight line up on top of the kaveres. Inside the kaveres is protected, and for sure the house is protected. In the previous Mishnah, if the tumah was in the house, only the house is tameh. The keli protects whatever is inside. What's outside of the house is not tameh. The mouth of the keli is to the outside, not the inside. There are two holes on the inside part, but they're closed with straw, and the straw is enough to protect the tumah from coming in. In our Mishnah, where it's high a tefach, if the tumah is in the house, everything becomes tameh, besides what's in the kaveres. Because the house becomes an oil of tumah. That tumah goes underneath the kaveres. And because it's high a tefach, it goes under the entire underneath of the kaveres. So that entire area is as if it's tameh. And it can't protect what's on top of it. So anything underneath it, anything on top of it, will be tameh. What's the din? If the tumah is on top of the kaveres in the previous Mishnah, anything in a direct line is going to be tameh. So if it's underneath the kaveres, only mamish, underneath the tumah in a direct line, will become tameh. In our Mishnah, if the tumah is on top, because it's high a tefach, the tumah spreads to the entire area of the kaveres. So anything underneath the kaveres, whether it's in a direct line or not, will become tameh. And the house becomes tameh, because the entire area of the kaveres is tameh that goes into the house. And if the tumah is inside, then whether it's high a tefach or not, it doesn't make a difference. In both cases, everything becomes tameh. In our Mishnah, for sure, but even in the previous case, Once the tumah is inside, it spreads to the entire kaveres, comes out through the two holes. There are two holes on the inside, even though the mouth is to the outside, but you have the two holes that are on the inside. And you know there's stuff with straw that would protect tumah from coming in, not tumah from coming out. So either way, whether it's higher tefach like in our Mishnah or it's not higher tefach like in the previous Mishnah, if you have tumah in the kaveres, then everything is going to become tumah.